Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Rolling Stone magazine has ranked the 10 worst songs of the 1970s. Now, I've just scrambled to get this list. You know, I didn't print my book or my grid today. I've
got eventually.
I didn't have time. You know, I was doing something different, going about it a different way with Biggie. Lit his wrist up several times. I'm really out of it. The Tar Heels lost to the Wolfpack last night by 24, and yet I wore a Tar Heel shirt in here today, not knowing the final score.
Yeah, it's concerning for a Tar Heels.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Of course, they didn't have their two best players.
That's real concerning.
Yeah.
Going forward, and they only get tough. The schedule only gets tougher from here.
I did see a disturbing headline, if you are a Tar Heel fan, that their best player is learning to play with a cast.
Ooh,
Caleb Wilson. We got to get him in.
That's not what you want heading into
March. Get him in.
Get him in there. It's the worst loss to NC State since 1962. All right. That's a friend of mine was born in 1962. He's retiring soon.
Gee.
Yeah. That's a long time. That's the worst loss for the Tar
Generations.
Several.
Yeah.
Three or four
multiples.
Generations. Right. Worst songs of the 1970s. We'll get Chris Dem's feedback on this.
Well, some of these are going to be easy, right?
Well, you can probably guess some of them, yeah.
Seasons in the Sun.
Seasons in the Sun is one of the worst songs of the 70s. It's at number seven. Seventh worst. It's a sad song.
Goodbye, Papa, please.
It's about death.
Yeah, the singer is dying.
Yeah.
And he's saying goodbye to everyone.
But I don't hate it. I never have hated it as much as most.
I know, I've seen the list.
Yeah.
I assembled the list. I'm a little surprised at some.
Are you?
Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die.
I remember I was told this was sort of known as one of the worst songs of all time. And I thought, well, it doesn't seem all that bad to me. I wouldn't say I love it. The message, I guess, is rough because...
Yeah, and it's just kind of sappy.
Yeah, all right.
Is Afternoon Delight by Starland Vocal Band on the list?
Yes, it is. Afternoon Delight is number two. But I have to tell you... I'm a fan of this song.
Yeah, this hurt my heart.
Yeah.
I know we're all fans.
Yeah.
Skyrockets in flight.
But I think this song has been more embraced since the movie Anchorman because it's used in a funny way.
Yes, they do.
I didn't know it was about sex in the afternoon. Until much later in my life. I think Kristen probably had to tell me.
Yeah. Probably.
It's like going home for a nooner.
I'm sure you immediately went home to your wife and tried.
Yeah.
The Afternoon Delight.
Right. I'll sometimes text her and say, Afternoon Delight. Very rare.
I'm at school.
I like the way they have the birds chirping and stuff in
there.
Yeah. Yes. Huh. Yes, that's number two on the list.
They have top 10?
They have top 10.
Billy Don't Be a Hero?
Let me see if Billy... Oh, yeah. Billy Don't Be a Hero is number eight.
Don't be a hero. Don't be a fool with your life.
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
1974.
Don't be a hero. Come back and make me your wife.
And kind of a jaunty song about death and... sacrifice.
So, on the day that I decided to come in the snowstorm, you offered up two songs. One was Billy Don't Be a Hero, which is one of the worst songs of the 70s. And the other is that one by from the 80s by Bonnie Tyler.
Holding Out for a Hero.
Which you've said is maybe the worst song of all time.
It's appalling.
That's right. I used both of those during my... I'm a hero. My heroic day when I came in through the snow. That's at number eight. So you've knocked out three of them.
Yeah.
There's one on here. This one, I think everybody has always, when you hear about it, it's just like, oh, this is a terrible song. You know, it's like made fun of for being terrible. And that's like its persona and its feelings by Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
It's number nine.
Nothing more than feeling.
1975. But a big hit.
Trying to forget my feelings of love.
The best part is the chorus, the whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, 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 feeling. You know, And then the other, I mean, like in TV shows, they would make fun of this for being terrible, you know, back in the 70s and 80s.
Rolling down on my face.
I think I told you once it was a Gong Show episode, maybe in 1975 or maybe the year after.
Right.
Every single performer did Felix.
Yeah.
And everybody got gonged.
That's right.
It was hilarious.
It was like a joke toward the host, I thought. Here it is.
It was... It was like Letterman before Letterman.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know, once you realize what was happening, you really got kind of shaped my sense of humor.
Loving You by Minnie Riperton.
Loving You.
That's number 10.
Is more than
or Chirpy Birds.
Yeah. 1974.
And everything that I do is out of loving you.
They're all very sappy.
Yeah.
At least so far.
Well, yeah. She's Maya Rudolph's mother.
That's right.
She had like Mariah Carey octaves.
Yeah, I can tell, yeah.
And died young, I believe.
Did you?
Youngish.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Minnie Riperton is Maya Rudolph's mother. Mm-hmm. And does she have a famous father also or no? No. Maya Rudolph?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. We have Loving You by Minnie Riperton at 10. Feelings, number 9. Billy Don't Be a Hero, number 8. Seasons in the Sun, number 7. Number 6, one I know you personally cannot stand. If you like Pina Colada,
1979, right?
Yes. Sorry, but this is another one that
it's a
I like.
Jam, man.
Yeah.
A jam.
Tells a great little story. It's about two people who have put a personal ad in the paper wanting something different, meeting at a bar for a romantic weekend, and it turns out they're the boyfriend and girlfriend, and they see each other and like, oh my gosh.
I didn't know you liked pina colada.
Right. You wanted to cheat on me, I wanted to cheat on you, and here we are together.
All right.
Great little message.
Yeah, it is.
Worst songs of the 70s, number 5.
Looks like Muskrat Love.
Muskrat Love.
I feel like this belongs.
Yeah, it's bad. Captain and Tennille.
Terrible song. I mean,
but they could not miss. They were in that groove where everything they released was a hit.
But any song with the word muskrat in it, you'd think would not be a very good. I mean, Muskrat. Muskrat Love. Number 4, my mother loved it.
Yes.
Debbie Boone. Enormous hit.
Biggest song of that year, I think.
Was it 77, probably? Something like that. You light
up my day. If she had other songs, I couldn't name them. After this, you probably had a couple other hits, but I don't remember them.
Didn't she say it was a religious song?
Yes.
The person that lights up her life is God.
That's right. Not Pat Boone.
That's right.
Not her love.
That's right. 3 left. Worst songs of the 70s. You're Having My Baby.
Oof.
Yeah.
You're the woman I love and I love.
Number 3.
I mean, it made me skeevy then.
That sounds skeevy.
But isn't it his wife that's having his baby and he's all excited about it? I think it's his wife is having a baby. He was so excited he went home and wrote it. Who sings it?
Paul Anka.
I just saw a piece on Paul Anka. He's just turned 84, I believe, or 85.
I thought he'd be older. He was a teen idol in the
50s. Maybe he is. Maybe he's 88. Well, they were talking about him with health. It was on CBS Sunday Morning, and he has a shot of olive oil with lemon juice every morning. Really high-quality olive oil. A shot glass full. With a little lemon juice on top, and he just downs it.
Well, add it to your retinue.
I thought about.
Oh, that's made for you.
I thought about doing that.
Creatine, olive oil, lemon juice, cocaine.
Says it keeps him regular. It's a great little cocktail every single morning. And the reporter had some and said, oh, it's really good.
We haven't had any disco hits on here yet.
Oh.
Number 1, Disco Duck. Oh. Worst song of the 70s. That hurts a little because it's radio icon DJ Rick Dees.
But once a year, they just do a worst songs of all time list, I think, and this is always up there.
It's unfortunate because he is one of our heroes.
He's a brother in sound.
He is a brother in sound. He's Rick Dees. He's from our area.
Went to high school, not too far from where we're sitting.
Yeah, high school, 5 miles from here.
Did he make money off this? He became a star.
Oh, superstar.
In his own 70s and 80s.
Yeah. Rick Dees' Top 40 Countdown. And
TV host.
Los Angeles disc jockey, yeah. I'm sure he did well. His number one hit. But there's no stopping a
duck in his beak. I think it was billed as Rick Dees and his cast of idiots.
Yeah. I'll never call
it. It's not him doing the duck voice. I don't know who that was.
I think we figured it out one time on Put Up or Shut Up.
We did.
Question about that. Yeah.
Somebody on his morning show?
Yeah. Fact checker Rusty had that for us. I'll never call it the worst song of all time. Why? Because he's a DJ. That's my business.
Because Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire exists.
That's rude.
It's one of my favorites, as you know.